Hello, beings of this earth. I'm Venus.
And I'm Xander.
And welcome to Bad at Life, the podcast where we discover a wide variety of topics that we may or may not be bad at. And Xander, why do our opinions matter?
Because we said so.
Period. Yes. So in this week's episode, we are going to be talking about friendships, if we're bad or good at them. But before we really dive deep into the topic, let's find out from Xander what friendships, you know, what does it really mean?
Friendship is a state of enduring affection, esteem, intimacy, and trust between two people, according to the Inter of the Nets.
So that was like the official definition.
Yeah.
The official definition really gave us nothing. Didn't give us really a good idea of what friendship is. In my personal life, I feel like I've definitely had, like, so many different types of friendships. So I also can't really pinpoint what, like, defines a friendship. But I think that's also just the beauty of it.
I think friendship can be anything and everything, really.
Yeah, everything that you define as a friendship can be a friendship.
Yeah, or want to be.
Yeah. So I think we both definitely have a lot to say about friendships and our previous endeavors in the friendship department. So I think it's time for a little bit of story time and, you know, reveal some of those interactions. So Xander, would you do the honors and start us off with a story?
Yeah, of course. Well, when I was little, I had a friend named Valerie. We're still friends today. So if you're listening, Valerie, hi, I love you. This is no shade, no hate.
So that is so funny. You said that like as if she was dead.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I had this friend.
And then
she died.
Like a bubble comes up.
Yes. She's alive and well.
She's alive and well.
I mean, she's alive. I hope she's well.
Yeah. Let's just say she's well. She's thriving, alive. Anyway, when we were little, we used to hang out a lot outside. And one time we decided to play basketball and she was already being really annoying. I don't know what she was doing, but she was annoying me. And then she suddenly just decided to throw the basketball at my head. I don't know why. Maybe I was being annoying too.
Because she's an icon.
Yeah, let's be real. But she threw the basketball at my head and when I was younger, my pain tolerance wasn't the best, so it hurt like a bitch. And I cried so hard, and I according to her, I sounded like a seal. And
I can imagine that. I mean, guys, if we remember, we are boyfriends, so I see him every day. I see him laugh. I see him cry. If someone says that he cried and sounded like a seal, I can very much believe that that happened.
Yeah. So she threw the basketball at my head and I started crying and it sounded a bit like this.
Okay. Ew. Okay. That sounds like porn. What the hell?
Okay. If you're younger and your mother and dad or your father walks in right now, I'm so sorry.
Well, but we're also not sorry. This podcast is classed as explicit.
Yeah.
Mama, listen to your own. Oh, also, we didn't even do a warning. Listener, discretion is advised. I mean, we don't filter here. So if you didn't know that before, well, here it is now. We clearly sound like porn.
Yeah, a little bit too late, but that's okay.
Ooping.
So I sounded like a seal and she started laughing at me. And that made me cry even louder and more seal-like, if you will. And then I ran home, which was like across the street. And then
so really far.
Yeah, not at all. And then she ran after me and she was pretending to cry like me. So she was also like, and that made me cry even more. And then I went inside and she kept knocking on my door. And then my mother came to the door and told her to go away because I was so upset.
Oh my god. Go away, Valerie.
I think that's how it went. And then she just kept knocking and ringing the bell. And then I opened up. And then she started doing it again in my face.
Period.
You're like, And then I slammed the door in her face and I started crying again. Well, I don't know how it ended, but apparently it ended well because we're still friends till this day. So, well,
I know how it ended. It ended up, being a story in a podcast and you making porn sounds 3 times. That's how it ended.
Yeah, that's how it
great.
Ended.
Great. Yeah. What a legacy.
I know.
Aren't you just proud?
I am very proud that I made porn sounds on my podcast.
But yeah, I mean, you're still friends with her. You're literally going to hang out with her in like 2 or 3 days. So
yeah.
I think everything worked out.
And we're in good terms.
Yes. And I mean, we should be able to make fun of our friends a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah, but I'm just a little bit sad because she doesn't live near me anymore. So I don't see her a lot. But, you know, we're grown up now. Everyone has their own things, and that's just what happens when you grow up. You just see your friends less and less.
Yeah, but at least we're good friends.
Yeah, we are.
I mean, we're boyfriends, but we're really best friends.
We are, and that really helps me. And I really... It does!
I'm glad it does.
It does, and I really love that we're such good friends, because some partners are not.
Yeah. Okay, but before we really get into that...
Okay.
So that was your first story.
Yeah, I do have a second story. Do you want me to tell it right away?
Is it going to be a story that is 30 minutes and with porn sounds?
No, it's not.
Okay, then you should tell it to us.
Okay, so the second story is also about me and Valerie.
Oh my god. So she's already a part of the podcast, y'all.
Yeah, she is. Okay, so we used to play hide and seek all the time, but we also...
When y'all were, like, 14 or, like, 6?
No, I think when we were, like, 9 or 10.
Okay, that is acceptable.
Yeah, till we were, like, 12 or 13. No, 13.
Okay, and yeah. At what age does this story take place?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know how old we were. We were young.
Mm-hmm.
Very young.
Okay.
But we used to play hide and seek in the dark when it was summer. And one time we decided to play hide and seek, and Valerie and me teamed up, I guess. We had teams. That was really weird.
Okay, so there were other people.
Yeah, there were other people involved. Her sister, Dorian, and I believe our neighbor, Jasper and Troy. I'm not sure.
Oh my god, all these names, no one cares.
No, I know. Okay, so, the story. Here it comes, y'all. I'm so sorry. We teamed up, and we said, let's just hide behind this bin. There was, like, behind our house, there was, like, a small street, and they just put the bins there. It was a really weird layout, but that's where we hid, and we were waiting for like roughly 5 minutes, I think, and then we saw something across the, it wasn't really a street, but across the other side of this small lane, and we were so scared because it looked like someone's head was sticking out.
Ew.
Yeah, and laying on the ground, so we thought it was like a dead body or something.
Oh my god, this just turned into a true crime podcast.
Yeah, we were so scared. So scared to come out of our hiding spot. I will tell you in a bit. But we were so scared. So we literally waited for 30 minutes, I think, before Dorian and the rest of the group found us. And we told them that we were terrified. And then we ran inside of our home. And then the day after, we went on and checked what it actually was. And y'all are gonna laugh so hard. It was a bottle of beer laying on the ground, but it looked like,
what the hell,
a head.
How would that ever look like a head?
I think there was like a bag behind it, like a,
ew,
you saw a
what?
Bottle and a plastic bag, and what it kind of looked like a head. Yeah, it was really
okay, so
really
both weird. Of these, I mean, this story had nothing to do with friendship.
No, I know, but I just thought it was a funny story about my friends and I.
Okay, that is true.
That counts, right?
Yes, but it's so funny because it was like, we saw a dead body. Just kidding, we didn't.
It was a bottle.
But it was a bottle. Mm-hmm. So I also have two stories, I guess. We'll see if they're interesting.
Okay.
But I mean, I for sure hope that they're more interesting than the bottle story.
I'm so sorry.
The first story that I want to tell is when I was, I think this is elementary school. I think I was like 10 or 11. And I had like this little friend group and we were always fighting with each other. It's like, it was the most dramatic friend group I've ever been in. But it was like so stunning. Like we were always fighting with each other, but it was never like, oh, everyone's fighting with everyone. No, it was like, three people are fighting with one, or, you know, it's two teams against each other. Like, it was always some kind of drama.
That sounds so toxic.
It was really toxic, but we were also 10, so who cared? And I was also, like, dating one of the girls. Yeah, I don't know. It was a mess. Anyway, so at a certain point, we were, like, fighting with one of the girls. We'll just call her Jamie for the story. I think you know who I'm referring to.
Yeah.
And, so we were fighting with her. So she wasn't like currently in the friend group, and me with like three other girls, we decided, you know what, we're going to be in our iCarly era and we're going to start our own website, of course, like normal teenagers do. So we literally created this website, like, you know, off of a free Wix ass website, like, ooh, create your own website today for free with like 10 million ads. So we did that, and it was going to be like a lifestyle website. So of course, one of them was going to be, we were all going to like have our own topics that we talked about in our videos and posts. And one of the girls did makeup. One of the girls did, I think it was like celebrity things, which makes sense. And
what does that even mean? Celebrity, like, things? Like stalk them or something? No. Like you did with Nicki Minaj?
No. But like, oh, Zendaya is dating this person. You know, like celebrity news or something.
Okay, that makes more sense. Yeah. Because you were like, celebrity things.
Celebrity things. Yeah, but it can also be like trends and stuff.
Yeah, okay, I see what you mean.
Then one of them did dancing. I don't know what fuck that is.
I'm just imagining it.
And then I, of course, was the fashion reporter.
Of course.
Duh.
Latest trends.
So that was super exciting. So we were like, okay, we're going to create this website. We're going to create content. We're going to be stunning. I think part of that was true. The stunning part was not true. So I think I was the most involved in this project. Like, I eventually had, like, I think 10 articles. But they were absolutely garbage. They were like, article 2. Okay, fashion tip for the day. Don't wear your pajamas to the grocery store. Because that is not stunning. Like, that was the article. I remember that being an actual article that I wrote. And also that you shouldn't wear slippers outside.
Why?
So, I was clearly not in my fashion era.
No, not at all.
But the other girl who did the dancing thing, I don't know what was going on. She posted dancing videos. It was like, but this is like way before TikTok and stuff. So it was like horrendous dancing. And we were also 10, you know? And I mean, let's be honest, that eventually became a video on a child pornography website. Like a child dancing on the internet, of course. No? Anyway, before we sound too dark. And one of them, you know, who did the makeup articles and stuff, it was really sad. All of us actually did get comments and stuff, which was, like, actually surreal. But she didn't get comments. Like, no one cared for her makeup tips.
I just know.
So that was really sad. So I, because I am the greatest friend of all time, I mean, this is about friendships, I decided to, like, create a fake account. And it was called Jennifer.
Wait, people could make a profile on this website?
Yes, to like comment and stuff.
That's crazy.
And
ahead of its time.
Ahead of its time. Baby, we were the original Facebook. No. But I made a fake profile, Jennifer, and I decided to like comment under everything she posted and being like, oh my God, I'm your biggest fan. I love your makeup tips. And actually, can I just reveal that even though, you know, the makeup girl and I don't talk anymore, we're not friends anymore, I still follow her on Instagram, but I've actually never revealed that that was me. I've never revealed
that I was a
fake account.
If she listens to this podcast and then Well, now she knows that yeah, because, you were Jennifer. I
mean, it was super fun to, like, create this website with my friends. And everyone was so happy all the time because we were doing it. But then she was, like, down a lot of the times because she didn't really get any attention. So not that we were famous, but come on. If you're 10 and you got 3 comments, that was like, oh, my God, I'm Kim Kardashian. So the fact that she didn't get any, that really brought her down. And from that point on, she really felt really good, confident, and was like, oh, my God, the website thing is going so well. And I just felt like a good friend for that. So I hope that it helped her.
I mean, that's moment. Really sweet.
Period.
And a white lie never hurts nobody.
No, I mean, with this lie, I actually meant good things.
Yeah. So that's really good.
We're definitely going to do an episode on lying eventually. And then y'all are going to see the types of other lies that I've done. Horrible. So at least this was a good one. So that was a great story about good friendships. But the other story that I have, I'm going to keep it short, okay? But it's about something else. Funny enough, this girl actually does follow our podcast account.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. But I'm not going to be talking shit about her or anything. So I had this friend. I mean, I'm just going to say her name. If she listens to this, hi, girly. Her name is Verena. And it was actually, she was like a very dramatic person in high school. And I was a very dramatic person, so, like, we kind of bonded immediately. Some dramatic things happened in the beginning of our friendship. And eventually, you know, this girl, Farina, she, like, disappeared off of the face of the earth. Suddenly, she didn't come to school. She didn't respond to any messages. And everyone was asking me where she was because I feel like at that point, people kind of knew, okay, they're really good friends. If anyone knows where she is, it's going to be him. So apparently she didn't even come home or anything. Like, she was really disappearing. And people were really, really scared. So they kept asking me. I didn't know anything. I kept calling her. Didn't get any messages. And after, like, I'm not kidding. After 3 days, she suddenly shows up to school. And what had happened was that she had actually, like, ran away from home. Slept on a friggin' bench and also at her grandma's. And I was, like, so angry because I was like, okay, I'm supposed to be here for you. I'm supposed to be your friend. And you just left the face of the earth and everyone expected me to know. So I remember not really wanting to talk to her at the time because I was just really angry that she put me through that emotional distress. And in a class, she still sat next to me. And I didn't talk to her at all. And she was like, so when do you want to go to the movies? And I looked at her like dead ass. And I was like, what the fuck are you saying? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know, we hadn't talked in days. She had put me through all of this. And she was like, you really think I'm just going to give up on our friendship like that? And I just remember thinking, like, this bitch is fucking crazy. But also thinking, like, that's so nice that someone, even though all of this happened, that she was like, I get that you're angry and I understand that, but we're not going to delete our whole friendship over this. And now, of course, years later, I don't really, like, talk to her. We're not really friends anymore, but she was, like, a really great friend, except for, you know, putting me through that. But I just think that's nice when friends can get over things, especially, like, traumatic things. So, girly, you made it on the podcast. So now that we talked about, you know, our friendships, some things that we've have had happened in our lives, let's have a little bit of tea time. You know, what do we think about friendships? Do you love them? Do you hate them?
I think that friendships are very important, but I think what's most important that you have, like, a couple good friends. Like, some people like to have, like, 10 or 20 friends, but they don't really mean anything to them.
No, but I think that's funny that you say that because I feel like many people don't consider 10 friends as a lot.
And I do, because I think that I can count my friends on one hand. And to me, that's enough because I don't need more. I need a couple that I can count on and, like, a couple that really accept me and love me for who I am. And I don't need 20 or even 10 friends. I don't need that. because I'm also just really bad at friendship.
And like, at life.
And at life. It's not because I want to be bad at it, but the thing is, because I am so busy with work and other things in my life, I just forget to see them sometimes.
And text back and stuff.
Or text back. And it's not intentional, but it's just because I'm so busy, and then I feel very guilty. But just imagine, like, me having 20 friends, that would just not end well.
Well, I've definitely had points in my life where, like, friends were just my family. I didn't have, like, a great family bond ever, like, with my parents and at home. So at a point, you know, my friends were just, like, everything to me, and they were the people that I told everything to. And I feel like the friends I've made over the years definitely know me better than my actual family.
That's really sad.
That is really sad, but that eventually was the reality.
But it's really nice that you had that.
Yeah, it was, like, a chosen family, you know? Yeah. And I think that's also just really important as queer people, to find people that really relate to you and that are really good for you, instead of, you know, if your family isn't, like, super great to you, that's, like, up for you to decide. I think it's so funny, in high school I definitely made a lot of friends, and I don't really talk to any of them at the moment. I'm always open to change, period. But I definitely see now that I had a lot of growing to do from the person that I was then. But I had these two friends, we were like a trio of like super good friends. And it's kind of funny, we all eventually realized we were, like, queer in some way. Like, I, of course, knew at the time, but they didn't. And, like, we all eventually were, like, queer together. Ooh, which is, like, really so great. Funny.
I didn't know that.
So I think that just really goes to show that queer people, like, are able to find their people even if we don't know it yet, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, you can kind of, sometimes you just have a gut feeling.
Sometimes you just, but not even, like, realizing, you know? You're just like, this person is like me.
Yeah.
You know, I even have that right now with someone at work. Like, even without having enough information to, like, declare that someone is or is not queer, you can already, like, feel the bond, if that makes any sense.
I mean, sometimes you can sense it, but sometimes you can also just see it or feel it. I don't know, it's...
It's just we feel it in our hearts, y'all. Yeah. And in our ass.
I know. Okay.
Immediately silence. Yeah. Crickets entered the room. So, yeah. I mean, I love, you know, having friends that you can rely on. Eventually, I kind of, like, didn't have any friends. Right now, I feel like my best friend is just you. We can do anything together. We have, like, so many of the same interests. You know, Sandra doesn't judge me at all. And I have, like, this other really good friend that I actually did fashion school with. That kind of friendship is just very, like, we don't even have to talk every day. And it just still feels amazing every time we see each other. Like, you just feel like, okay, we can talk about anything.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
When you haven't seen each other in years or months.
We haven't seen each other in years.
Honestly. I know, but it just felt like you saw her yesterday.
Yeah. That's really nice.
Yeah, I just really love that for you.
And, I mean, also a different kind of friendship is, like, family. Like, I mean, there are, like, different levels to family, of course. But I feel like one of the people that I'm closest with in my family is my sister. But I feel like back in the day, I was, like, I was just a really horrible person and a really horrible brother. So, I mean, not that horrible, but in my eyes, I was horrible. But now, I mean, we can really talk about things. We can really laugh together. And I think that's also, like, a really important friendship that I cherish.
It is.
Yeah.
To me, family is... It's... I don't know how to say it.
It's complicated.
It's complicated, but I do love my family very much so, and I also see them as my friends. Obviously, we can kiki kaka together, but
definitely not with everyone.
Not with everyone.
I'm not only saying about your family, I'm just talking about family in general.
No, I
can even say that I don't love every person in my family.
Same.
Period.
But that, I mean, I think everyone has that. I don't believe that... Yeah.
There are people who are like, oh my god, blood is thicker than water.
Yeah, okay, I see.
Family above everything. It's like, okay, family above everything. But if you called me a fag, I'm not gonna root for you.
I don't understand that.
Like, that's horrible. I really don't.
Because I'm just gonna tell, like, a short story. Like, my grandma, I used to not see her a lot. I still don't see her because I'm not in contact with her anymore. But I didn't see her a lot growing up. And then this one time, she just showed up at my house and she decided to sleep over.
Oh my god, I remember this.
Yeah. And, well, she hadn't seen me for a while, so obviously I went through changes. I used to work out a lot, do some things that are not so good. But I was a little bit bigger. I have to admit that. But... You know,
that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. You don't have to be mean about it when someone's appearance is different. So she saw me and I said something like, oh, I'm just going to work out. And then she was like, oh my God, you got so fat and you have a double chin and it's so saggy. And I just remember, like, my blood was boiling. I was so angry, and I just didn't understand why she would say such a thing to me. That was, like, the meanest thing. And
that is so fucking rude.
Yeah, it is really rude. So, yeah, she called me fat, and she was really body-shaming me, which really hurt my feelings.
So she's not your friend anymore?
No, she's not. And my mother, she put, like, a mattress in my room because she was supposed to sleep with me, my grandma, and
you were like,
not on my watch. So I moved the mattress from my room to the laundry room. But you know, I do have a kind heart, so I moved to the laundry room and I said to my mom, you know what, grandma, you can sleep in my bed. I was kind enough to give her my bed, but...
And you slept in the fucking dirty laundry room.
Yeah. After, like...
Friendship.
Yeah. I should have just slept in my own bed. But anyway,
Friendships.
Friendships. Great.
We love them.
Love family. So great.
What is, like, the worst thing you've ever done to a friend?
The worst thing I've done to a friend...
I think I can definitely already name something for me, for like,
okay,
myself.
Okay, yeah, you can.
Well, we're going to be talking about the makeup girl again.
Oh, okay.
The makeup girl, you know, who, like, I was so kind to with the website, I actually also did something mean to her.
What?
So, like, this, I think, was, like, after the podcast thing, like, years later.
Mm-hmm.
And this was, like, the last year we were in class together. And basically, I found out that she had, like, this makeup tutorial on YouTube, and I show to, like, everyone, and I guess in my mind I thought that I was, like, doing a good thing and that I was showing everyone, oh my gosh, she's gonna be so happy, everyone knows this. But of course, nothing in my brain kind of thought about, oh my goodness, she's gonna be so embarrassed. So I was like,
but you had good intentions with it, or were you also laughing about the
tutorial? I think both. I think I had good intentions, but also laughing.
That's so sad.
I know, but I didn't even say the worst part.
Oh, okay. What's
the worst part? The funniest part about, like, this whole video was, like, she was using this product. It was, like, a cover stick, so it was, like, concealer, basically, but used to cover your pimples and stuff. And I was like, oh... Everyone from our class, you should go in and look at her and say, oh my god, we love your cover stick, or something like that.
Oh, no.
And which is bullying.
That is,
oh my
bullying.
God,
you're so bad for that.
And
at
so
least
of course
I never bully.
So of course we walk into the fucking classroom and, like, we're 20 people, we're like, oh my god, makeup girl, we love your cover stick, yum. And she obviously freaking cried.
Yeah,
and she hated her fucking life.
You made her life miserable. Yeah. Yet she follows us, apparently.
No, this is someone else.
Oh, I thought,
yes,
it was
no, the makeup girl doesn't follow us, but I do follow her on Instagram, and she's doing well. Mama, she's looking sickening, so clearly
how's her makeup?
Stunning.
Yeah,
honestly. So You know what? Everything worked out for her.
I'm glad for her. Okay, that's great.
Yeah, and she's British.
From Bretland.
She's from Bretland.
She's from Bretland.
So, of course, she's doing amazing.
Okay, the worst thing that I've done to a friend is actually really, really bad.
Is it legal?
No.
Oh my goodness. What? I know about this?
I don't know if I ever told you.
Okay, are we going to need to cut this out?
No, I don't think okay, so. Then tell the world. No, it's not that illegal.
Then tell the world.
Okay.
Not that we're regularly doing illegal things, by the way. No, like,
this was like a one-time thing, but it was really bad. And I was a child, so please don't.
No, you're going to say.
What?
Like when you were 8 on the roof?
What are you talking about?
No, right?
No.
Okay. It's not sexual, right?
No, okay. It's not. I don't know what you're talking about. We'll have to talk about this later because I don't remember the thing that he is talking about.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Okay, so I don't know how old I was. I think I was like 8 or something. And I had a really good friend, which I'm not going to say his name because otherwise he will find out about this. But he had this new Pokemon game for the Nintendo DS. And I remember that I was so jealous. Me. But I didn't tell him. I was just like, oh, really cool. And I love that game. And we were playing it together on mm-hmm. his Nintendo. And then he went to grab something. I think like a snack for us. And then I grabbed the game, the Pokemon game. And I put it in my pocket.
Oh my god, you're a thief.
And then I swapped it out for another game that I had brought with me, I think.
Wow, so that is not suspicious at all.
No, it was like a little switcheroo, like poof.
But everyone would know.
Okay, no, yeah, I know.
No, but I mean, yeah.
I don't know. So I went home later that day.
And played the game.
And I played the game. It was sickening. It was really good.
Oh my god! Is that it?
No, that's not it. And sorry, I have to laugh. And then
you're so funny. I asked, is this legal? And you're like, no. Because you stole a Nintendo game. You're like, this is illegal.
I mean, it's...
Anyway, did anyone find out?
Oh, I'm gonna tell you. So he later that day called me, I think, or the day after he called me. And he said, we were chatting, and then he said, oh, do you remember that we played this game? I don't know, I can't find it anywhere.
You were like, no, I don't remember.
Like, I don't know, I can't find it anywhere. And I suggested locations where you could look for the game. I was like, oh, you were there and there, maybe it's there in this location.
And then you hid it at that location.
And no, I did not. I had it at my house.
Okay, so you weren't even planning on returning it.
No, I wasn't. Because I loved it so much.
That's so funny.
And he said, no, it's not there. I can't find it anywhere. And I was like, I'm so sorry that you lost this game. By the way, he paid like 40 euros, so that's really bad. So I said, I don't know. I'm sorry. Like, I don't know what else I can do for you. And then he never found out that it was me. He didn't even suspect me because we were really good friends. But I stole his Nintendo game.
That's horrible.
I know.
I actually did something similar once.
Yeah.
Where I stole someone's Littles Pet Shop. Yes. But it was a spider. It was like limited edition, girl.
Okay.
But then I actually did have to return it. Like, she was like, oh my god, I can't find it. Wait, weren't you at my house? I was like, I think you put it in your bag, and then I put it in her bag or something.
Wait, I just thought of something else. Okay, it really fast, because I'm just rambling, but it's really funny. One time, Valerie came over to my house, and we went up and play in my room. And I showed her that I got 5 euros for my grandpa, I think. And I put it, like, on a stool.
And then she stole it.
And then she took it with her. And obviously, when she left, I couldn't find it anywhere. And then I had my mother call her mother.
That's hilarious.
And ask if she had stolen the 5 euros. And she did. And she had to return it. But and then she told me that it accidentally slipped in her pocket.
Well, I mean, you guys are friends today, so it's okay.
Yeah.
But she did return it, so I mean...
Yeah, so that's really nice.
Yeah. Well, I think we've established that we're actually horrible at friendships.
We are.
I mean, these things are, like, so utterly dramatic for, like, no reason.
I know. But we are.
I actually have a fun fact about friendships.
Whoa, oh, really?
Yes.
You do? Oh, what?
I actually thought about one. So, a fun fact about friendships is, like, I mean, I've done a little bit of research on this, but I think it's, like, exclusively, like, a Dutch and Belgium kind of thing, where, like, we have these books, like, these kind of diary-like books, where it's, like, a friend book, and, like, when you're younger, you can buy them, or you get them from a family member, and it's, like, themed, so it's, like, oh, Mario-themed, or, like... I wanted to say peach-themed, but, like, also, why can I not think of any themes that have nothing to do with Mario?
Maybe SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
Or Dora the Explorer.
Yes. I had a Dora the Explorer. My Little Pony. Diddle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, remember Diddle?
Yeah.
But, great. And you had to, like, give it around to your friends, and they could, like, be like, oh, I'm this and this, and this is my age. My favorite friendship memory with
Basically,
you is
a
this.
Bio.
Yeah, it was, like, literally a book of friends. You know, yeah. It was, like, before Facebook, y'all. So, it still exists here and in Belgium, but I don't think it's, like, in any other part of the world.
I don't know. I'm not
sure. I looked it up, but I couldn't really find things in English.
Huh?
No, but I think that's just kind of stunning.
It is.
It's like a Pokédex for your friends. It's like, this is my best friend, y'all. This is Jennifer. She's 3 years old. Oh, my God. No, she would never be.
Like, six.
Maybe. She's 6 years old. Our favorite... friendship memory together is playing with turds in the park. And our favorite class is math. You know, it was like so funny. And a sticker, you know, a ranking or something.
Oh my God, the sticker.
And you had to put a picture in and everything.
Yeah.
And a signature.
Yeah. It was actually so fun.
It was actually so fun. Watch me get one for my birthday.
And just give kidding. It to who?
To all of my friends. Don't be fucking rude. Okay. I can at least fill 5 pages. That's something.
Yeah, that is
you, something. My 2 cats, the 1 friend I have, and someone from work or myself. Period. So yeah, that was our episode on friendships. Final verdict: do you like friendships or no?
Yes, I do a lot, but I'm really bad at them.
Well, great. I love friendships. Next week we're gonna be talking about the most interesting topic of the entire world.
Okay, what is it?
Cooking.
No,
yes.
We're not talking about cooking.
Yes, are
we are.
Episode 3 is going to be about cooking, which I know you're thinking, girly, that's going to be the most boring episode.
But I promise it won't be.
No, because we have...
some stories.
We have some stories, but we also have a very complicated relationship with cooking.
Yeah.
And we need to talk about it.
We need to get it off our chest.
Yes.
And maybe y'all can help us.
If y'all have any tips or tricks. But that will all be next week. So for now, that's it.
This is it.
We're this going is the to end.
We're going to leave y'all.
Yes. They're like, finally.
This is the end. Hold my breath and go.
Okay, it's time to go. Because what the fuck was that? Okay, bye.
Good day.
Kisses.
Mwah.
Good night.
Good night.